This is an interview with Noel Smith on Tuesday, 10th of March 2015. The interview is for the Canterbury History Foundation, funded by the 2014 Canterbury Community History Award. The interviewer is Kim Newth. The interview is being recorded at 72 Cox Street, Merivale, Christchurch. The interviewer will also be taking shorthand notes during this interview. This is file number F002. Right, so we're just getting into the war years now, Noel. So you joined the RNVR Siemens Division in July 1939. That was not long after you turned 17.
Yeah.
And for the next 6 months, you were on the Wakakura, which was a trawler, as I understand, fitted out for minesweeping duties.
Yes.
And was used for training. And
yeah, 1 6 months on the Wakakura. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was 2 weeks on the Wakakura, which was your normal training period.
Right,
but
yeah.
In February, I think it was, 1940, was mobilised.
Right, that was the Hector, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And that was for the nearly six months, up around the islands.
All right, so initially it was only a couple of weeks on the Wakakura. It wasn't
for very long.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So were you based at Littleton during that time? Or
No.
Where were you?
Just at home in
North. Oh, you were at home, and then but you would have travelled out to Littleton, would you? Where was it?
No, Wakakura was in Wellington.
Oh, it was in Wellington.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. So were you boarding or something during that time? Or?
No, it was aboard the ship.
Oh, aboard the ship. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you just stayed on the ship.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Mm. Yeah. And so just for that brief time you were there, can you remember what that was like? And was that your first time away from home?
To a degree, yes. And the Wakakura was employed at the time minesweeping out in Cook Strait prior to the second echelon going.
Right, away. Yes, it would be roughly right.
Yeah. Mm. And that was quite an experience in Cook Strait. It's never been very calm in Cook Strait.
No.
But
a bit of seasickness? Or?
Well, yes, but it didn't come into because you were working. And they say, the best cure for sickness is work. And minesweeping is fairly active.
So so they were basically just teaching you how to do that job in particular.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it just would have been whatever people were telling you to do, you would have.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. And were there many of you in that group that went on board?
Six.
Six. Okay. Yeah. And they were all from down here?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And was it fairly long days? Can you remember? Was it?
Oh, yes. But it wasn't too bad because you came back into harbour each night.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a daytime, it's out in the Strait and back at night time.
Right, okay. And so then, you had that 2 weeks there or whatever, and then it was just back to Christchurch, and did you carry on doing your job again?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So it was back to being a messenger boy for a wee while again.
Yes, well, by this time I'd become a shop assistant.
Oh, okay. Was that easier in some ways, I guess?
Yeah, well, it's sort of a promotion, if they call it.
Right.
From message boy to shop assistant.
Where was the actual shop?
In High Street.
Oh, okay. Gosh, High Street's not what it used to be now.
Strange it may seem, the building that Ashby Burgs is in is still standing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's standing there sort of by itself. And I quite often wonder why. Probably insurance.
Hmm.
Probably insurance. Or
interesting,
something
like. Isn't it?
Yeah.
What number? Can you remember what number it was?
No.
Okay, so February 1940, yeah, that's when you were mobilised and sent to Auckland, is that right?
Yes.
And put aboard the HMS Hector.
Yes.
So I've got here, how would you describe the general appearance and condition of HMS Hector? Can you remember what sort of?
So it was they called an armed merchant cruiser. It's it was a passenger liner on the run from India up to Hong Kong. I remember rightly.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was converted to an armed merchant cruiser in India.
Right.
And
yes.
Provisioned in India.
Mm, I think I read in the that other account, yes, the food on board was.
Yeah, and the engine room staff were Lascars. They were the original engine room staff.
Mm.
So they had their own sort of quarters down on the stern. And they're interesting to see them doing their prayers each day.
So they were Muslims, were they? No.
not too sure. No. Alaska's.
Right, yes, can probably find out, yeah. So HMS Hector sailed from Auckland in late February with these relief for the garrison troops, wasn't
That's
it,
right.
on Fanning Island.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Do you remember much of that trip? Was it fairly uneventful? Or?
Yeah, well, we then, like after doing the Fanning Island, we went to Tonga, Fiji, Samoa, sort of a showing the flag. At the time, they were suspected that there was a German raider loose in the Pacific. And we used to put on displays. You go into Tonga and we'd do landing troops by doing it by a seaboat crew, just to get the population an idea that they weren't by themselves.
Right, yeah, yeah. I mean, presumably the Hector wouldn't have actually been much of a match for...
No, she wasn't too bad. She had six-inch guns.
Right, okay.
And a bit of anti-aircraft and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the hold was filled with airtight drums, so that she'd take a long time to sink.
Right. So you didn't necessarily feel too at risk.
No, not really.
No,
and to most of us, it was a big adventure.
Yes, yeah. And so what was your station on board, if you know what I mean? Like, what were your responsibilities for that trip?
Well, general seaman's duties, you know, keeping the place clean and tidy and being part of the gun crews. Yeah, the regular crew manned the guns, but we were incorporated into them to get a bit of practical experience.
Right, okay. And so did you work in shifts or?
No, we had that luxury.
Right. Not so just a normal kind of day.
Yeah.
And wondering about on a ship like that, where you ate and slept, was it?
Yes, they'd converted a big lounge area to our mess, and deluxe.
Right. So a bit of not too cramped.
No. And slinger hammocks, that provision.
Right. Yeah. And the ship's captain, can you remember his name at all?
No.
So there weren't any particular incidents that probably stood out from that one?
No.
And I think you mentioned the other one, the senior officers were all R&R by the sounds of it. So,
yes.
So it would have been quite a learning curve, really, wouldn't it?
That's right. It was, yeah.
With these senior guys trying to shape you up.
Yeah, that's right.
And so the food was, tell me about the food.
Well, initially, this Indian food, this crew had been having it on the way out from India to Auckland. Of course, when they got to Auckland, they reprovisioned and got rid of that, so we didn't experience it.
Oh, okay.
But the crew had quite a few remarks about it.
Right, okay. So the food by that time was actually not too bad.
I know, it was New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah. And so you were back in Auckland, I think, by the end of April 1940, and then after a brief period of leave, was that back to Christchurch, I guess?
Yes,
did you just come home again?
24 hours.
Right, 24 hours. Gosh, so that was travelling down from...
Yeah, from the time we arrived home.
So that would have been from Auckland back down to...
Yeah, and then 24 hours and then report back to Wellington.
Right, so it would have been... Travelling by train and
ferry
and
that's right.
And so then they told you'd soon be departing, I think, as part of the second echelon.
That's right. Yeah.
And there was a parade through Wellington, and then you boarded the Aquitania and left with the Empress of India and Empress of Japan, accompanied by Leander in Canberra and joined by the Andes in Australia and Cook Strait. So You know, I mean, the obvious question, I just wonder, it must have been amazing to be on board one of those great ocean liners.
It was.
Slipping out of Wellington in the early
And
morning.
the thing was that on the Aquitania, they really hadn't fully converted to troop carrying. So at meal times, we sat at tables and served by waiters.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really quite luxurious, was it?
Oh, it was,
Yeah.
yeah.
And were you sharing with many people in terms of sleeping quarters or?
No, yeah, well, they'd done the cabins into it, and it was six to a cabin.
Right. But just the sight of all those ships too must have been.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Well, actually, more so when we got near the UK. There was all these, we'll say the biggest liners in the British Merchant Navy. You know, all these liners, and here out comes destroyers, aircraft carriers, to escort us through the Bay of Biscay. Because at that time, if they could land these New Zealand troops and that sort of in England, because Dunkirk was just about, well, I think, yeah, Dunkirk was underway.
Yes, just so the atmosphere on board, I wonder, just as you were leaving initially, was that you know, people would have been excited then, I guess, and
Yeah,
yeah.
still a big adventure.
I wonder if you remember anything of the commanding officer, Ralph Newman, did you?
Yes. He was, you know, out and about, sort of very concerned about our accommodation and that sort of thing, making sure we were happy.
Right, yeah. And so the other five men that you were sharing a cabin with, were they once again from Christchurch? Did they put people
Yes,
together?
and
Yeah. And yes, I've noted here that you joined up with the Queen Mary and the Empress of Canada in Sydney, and then went on to Fremantle.
yeah.
So yes, so these weren't slow ships either, were they? They were
No.
fast moving.
Oh, no,
Yeah.
and in certain areas we didn't need an escort because of the speed.
Because nothing could have caught you anyway.
No.
Right. Yes, no, they must have been. So the it was quite a fast changing situation in Europe, wasn't it? So
Yeah.
should we just pause here for a minute?
Sure.
I'll just pause.